5 days a week, Ed Morris made the long commute back and forth between his home and his job, between Earth and Jupiter's moon, Ganymede.
Look out, you void brain!
Morris hated rocket traffic. There was only one thing he hated more. It was something he couldn't escape, no matter where he went. Sci-Fi Radio presents an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's Sales Pitch.
This is it, IT, Interplanetary Traffic, with an update at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time, if you're heading for North America.
Jeez, 6 o'clock already.
Those of you commuting from Ganymede to Earth are in for a long flight home.
Now tell me something new.
Jupiter is in opposition to Earth, so you've got a little farther to go tonight. Heavy traffic on the Mars-Jupiter interchange is bringing the flow to a dead stop every few million miles. So watch out for merging craft there.
Thank God, I'm already past that.
And speaking of dead stops, there's a 15-ship pileup working on the Ganymede Earth artery, 6.5 million miles on the Earth side of the interchange.
Oh, no.
Repair ships are on the scene, so if you see any floating debris coming your way, duck. That's about it. IT, Interplanetary Traffic, back with more good news in 15 minutes.
So that's why we've stopped. Sally's gonna kill me. Police ships, just great. Hey, wait a minute. I'll follow them out of this mess. Yeah, who cares if it's illegal? I'll just cut in between those two slow commercial transports. Yeah, I'm out of there. Woohoo! Nice driving, Morris. I need a smoke. Autopilot lock. Autopilot release. Lord, how tired can you get?
Transcellar Products greet you.
Damn audio ads.
Is your tension index pushed over the safety margin by the ordinary frustrations of the day?
Shut up!
Then you need an id persona unit, so small it can be worn behind the ear close to the frontal lobe so that you haven't...
The closer the home, the more they dump this stuff on you.
Drivers, thousands of unnecessary deaths each year from interplanetary driving. Hypno motor control from an expert source point ensures your safety. Surrender your body and save your life.
Never!
Industrial experts say that by the next decade, there should be a 24-sec
mile. Hey, what the hell is that? Oh, a giant naked blonde girl with enormous...
Men, banish internally caused obnoxious odors forever.
Oh, no, a visual audio ad.
Removal by modern painless methods of the gastrointestinal tract and the substitution of our system will relieve you of the most acute cause of social rejection.
Hey, don't look at me.
Does this happen to you when you're with your lover? During erotic sex play, do you offend your love partner by the presence of gastric processes which cause...
Oh, my eyes. It ought to be illegal to project visual ads right into the brain. A man has a right to close his eyes and see nothing if he wants to. I've got to get home.
You there, Mr. and Ms. Wage Earner.
Leave me alone.
Tired of the same old job?
I'm leaving the traffic lanes.
Sure you are. Wonder Circuits Incorporated has perfected a marvelous long-range thought-wave scanner. Know what others are thinking and saying. Get the edge on fellow employees.
I can't take this anymore. I'm stepping on it. Right through the barrier into the dead zone.
While you learn facts and figures about your employer's personal existence, banish uncertainty. But wait, that's not all. If you act right now, you'll receive...
Ah, at last, some peace and quiet. It's ridiculous. Look at all this space, this expanse, and they jam us into a narrow corridor to honk and curse and smash into one another while advertisements blare at us. Ah, good. There's the tractor beam for the commute field. All right, take me home. All I want to do is sleep. Sleep and dream. Thank God they haven't figured out a way to put ads in your dreams yet. If I could just make it home without... Nope, here comes one now.
Good evening, sir. You look a little tired.
I am. So if you'll just leave me alone, I'd really like...
I just happen to sell the finest metabolism adjuster on the market.
I don't want any.
It's guaranteed to maintain a perfect endocrine balance. For your money, cheerfully refunded in full.
Look, my endocrine balance couldn't be better, so just get lost.
There is no need to shove me, sir. I'm here to help you feel better. Hello, madam. I'll bet you're feeling pretty tired right about now.
One more block. Uphill.
Have you heard the news?
No, and I don't want to.
All the news, while it's news. Have a retinal vid screen installed in your least used eye. It's a quick and relatively painless operation. Keep in touch with the world. Don't wait for out-of-date hourly summaries.
Excuse me, did you say relatively painless?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means causing a momentary minor discomfort. You see, a laser is used...
No. See, no, I don't want to know the process. I want to know what the pain is comparable to. Is it like, you know, being stuck with a needle or burned or cut with a knife? See, what I'm asking is, what do you personally know about pain?
I beg your pardon?
What does a bunch of metal and microchips like you know about pain? Human pain and suffering. Look at the other people on the street tonight. Look at them. What do they all have in common?
They are all talking to sales robots.
Wrong. Sales robots are talking to them. And they're all in pain, exhausted from work, stoop-shouldered with fatigue. And instead of having a relaxing walk home, they have to fend off all of you damned sales robots.
You are absolutely right.
What?
It is tiresome talking about these details while walking uphill on the way home from work. By the way, is this your home?
Yes, it is.
It is very lovely.
Oh.
Why don't we both go inside, sit down, and discuss the rest of...
Get away from me! If you come any closer to my house, I'm going to smash you with this rock!
We don't have to go inside. Let's just sit on the steps, if you like. This looks like a very good place to...
Darling! Oh, you poor thing. You look so tired. Was it rough at work today?
No, it was rough coming home.
You mean you didn't want to come home?
Oh, no, of course I did. The traffic was bad and all the robots...
Oh, here, let me give your coat to the closet.
What's for dinner?
Uranian wild pheasant.
Hey, no kidding. What the hell's the big occasion?
Darling, come on.
Come on what?
I don't like it when you tease me.
I'm not teasing you. What's the occasion?
It's your birthday. You're 37 years old today. Darling, isn't it today? June 8th?
Yeah, I guess I forgot about it.
Well, it's time to eat, honey. Go over to the wash slot and let it clean you up.
Ah, fresh hot coffee made from the bean.
Was everything all right?
Oh, just great, honey. Real butter and white bread.
Yeah.
Real mashed potatoes and peas.
Mm.
We gotta eat like this more often.
I'm glad you liked it.
But there's something bothering me. Something we need to talk about.
What is it, dear?
Well, there's the drive from work, for one thing.
Oh, that. I wish you could get a position on Mars like Bob Young. Maybe if you talk to the Employment Commission and explain to them how all the strain...
No. It's not just the drive. It's them. They're right out in front, everywhere, waiting for me all day and all night.
Who, dear?
Robots selling things. As soon as I set the ship down, they're after me. They follow you around until you die.
I know, honey. When I go shopping, they follow me in clusters, all talking at once. It's really a panic. You can't understand half of what they're saying.
We've got to break out.
Break out? What do you mean?
We've got to get away from them. They're destroying us. Here, look at this. It was circulated in the office among the men. That got to me, and I kept it.
What does it mean? Dear, I don't think you got all of it. There must be more than this.
A new world where they haven't got to yet. It's a long way off, out beyond the solar system, out in the stars.
Proxima?
In the Centaurus system. Only a few thousand people out there.
Mm.
families, workers, some industrial survey teams, land free for the asking.
But it's so dear. Isn't it sort of underdeveloped? They say it's like living back in the 20th century. Flush toilets, bathtubs, gasoline-driven cars?
That's right. It's 100 years behind the time. No kitchens that prepare dinner by themselves. No living rooms taken straight from the pages of galactic architecture today. We'll have to do without. We'll have to get used to a simpler life, the way our ancestors lived.
Ed, I...
Think of it. No ads, no sales robots. Traffic moving at 60 miles an hour instead of 60 million. We could raise passage on one of the big trans-system liners. I could sell my commute rocket.
Ed, I think we should think it over more. What about your job? What would you do out there?
Well, I'd find something.
But what? Haven't you got that part figured out yet? It seems to me we should consider that part just a little before we throw everything away and just take off.
Look, if we don't go, they'll get us. There isn't much time left. I don't know how much longer I can hold them off.
Really, Ed, you make it sound so melodramatic. Ed, it's your birthday. Let's go out tonight and celebrate, okay? I'll put on my new plaster robe, the one I've never had enough nerve to wear. You know the one I mean? When you're up close, it's translucent, but as you get farther off, it becomes more and more sheer.
I know the one. I've seen them advertised all the time on the way home from work. Sally?
Yes?
We need to talk more about Proxima.
When the time is right, we'll talk about it.
It's time now.
Somebody is at the door. Hurry up and see who it is.
What do you want? What is it?
Good evening.
Evening? What are you selling?
I would like to show you a Phasrad.
A what?
A Phasrad. It will only take a moment.
Yeah, but I really...
Thank you. Will you call your wife, please? I would like to show her the Phasrad also.
Sally, come here.
What is it? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just that I've never seen such a large robot.
I am 6 feet 11 and 1/2 inches tall and weigh 1,120 pounds.
Oh, how nice. Ed, did you order something?
What?
Are we buying something?
Good evening. I am going to show you the Phasrad. Please be seated. On the couch, if you will, both together.
Look, what the hell is a Phasrad? I mean, what do I want to know is it... What's going on? I don't want to buy anything.
What is your name?
Morris. Ed Morris.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Morris.
No.
You are the first persons in your neighborhood to see the Phasrad. This is the initial demonstration in this area. Mr. Morris, you are employed, I assume. Where are you employed?
Yeah, why do you want to know?
He works on Ganymede.
Sally!
What? For the Terran Metals Development Company.
A Phasrad will be of value to you. And what do you do?
I'm a tape transcriber at Histo Research.
Sally!
A Phasrad will be of no value in your professional work, but it will be helpful here in the home.
Hey, put down that table!
For example, sometimes an attractive piece of furniture is damaged by a clumsy guest.
Oh, no!
When this happens, a Phasrad is needed.
Oh, no, not my best laugh.
When a Phasrad is possessed, there is nothing to fear. A special situation may occur, like a violent explosion, such as a nuclear bomb.
For God's sakes, we...
A nuclear bomb attack may never occur, but in such an event, a Phasrad is indispensable.
What are you doing with that tube?
Put it down. Stand back, Sally.
Let us say you need an emergency shelter immediately. I have not extended this tunnel I have created, but you can see a Phasrad would save your life in case of attack.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes a thug or hood will attack a person at night. That takes care of the thug.
Oh, well, what about my wall? Oh, Ed, where is he going now?
Looks like the kitchen.
Often you're too tired in the evening to manipulate the buttons on the stove.
Oh, stop! Get away from my stove!
Bathroom!
Oh, Ed, what are we going to do?
You may be too weary to run water for your bath.
Sometimes after a hard day at work...
Keep away from me!
You are too tired to remove your clothing.
Oh, no!
In that event...
Get out of here! Sally, run and call the cops. The thing's gone crazy. Hurry!
The FASRAT is a necessity in all modern homes. For example, an appliance may break down, like this automatic humidity control. The FASRAT repairs it instantly.
Oh, please.
Sometimes you prefer not to go to work. The FASRAT is permitted by law to occupy your position for a consecutive period not to exceed 10 days.
What?
If after that period...
Good God! You're the FASRAT!
That's right. Fully automatic, self-regulating Android, domestic. There is also the FASRAC, construction, the FASRAM, managerial, the FASRAS, soldier, and the FASRAB, bureaucrat. I am designed for home use.
You're for sale. You're selling yourself.
I am demonstrating myself. I am sure, Mr. Morris, you would like to own me. I am reasonably priced and fully guaranteed. A full book of instructions is included. I cannot conceive of taking no for an answer.
For heaven's sake, it's 12:30, Ed. Finish untying your shoes and come to bed. You have to be up at 5:30. I love lying under the radiant lens. Even though it's windy and cold outside, I feel like I'm on a tropical island.
Yeah, stranded on a lovely tropical island with a FASRAT.
Come on, what's wrong with you?
Oh.
It fixed all the things it broke. It was just demonstrating itself. Oh, what are you doing?
Putting my shoe back on.
Where are you going?
Can you hear me?
Certainly. I'm never an operative. No. Sometimes an emergency occurs at night. A child is sick or an accident takes place. You have no children as yet, but in the event...
Well, shut up. I don't want to hear any more of your artificial voice.
You asked me a question. Self-regulating androids are plugged into a central information exchange.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a person wishes immediate information. The FASRAT is always ready to answer any theoretical or factual inquiry, anything not metaphysical.
Okay, I've got one for you. Why isn't there a law in this society that would prevent sales robots from invading the privacy of human beings?
That is a metaphysical question.
Look, it is not. The FASRAT can do thousands of things. The FASRAT never wears out. The FASRAT never makes a mistake. Well, you made a mistake coming here because I'm not going to buy you. Never. Not in a million years.
Oh, yes, you are. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss.
Oh.
You can't turn me down, Mr. Morris. A FASRAT is an indispensable necessity in the modern home.
Get out of here. Get out of my house and don't ever come back.
I'm not your FASRAT to order around.
Oh.
Until you've purchased me at the regular list price, I'm responsible only to Self-Regulating Android Incorporated. Their instructions were to the contrary. I'm to remain with you until you buy me.
Suppose I never buy you.
I'll continue to remain with you.
Ugh.
Eventually, you'll buy me. You'll see more and more situations in which a FASRAT is indispensable. Eventually, you'll wonder how you ever existed without one.
Is there anything you can't do?
Oh, yes, there's a great deal I can't do.
Ah.
But I can do anything you can do, and considerably better.
Yeah, well, I'd be insane to buy you.
You've got to buy me. I am useful in all situations. Notice how fluffy and free of dust this rug is. I have sprayed for moths. In addition to repairing the damage caused by my demonstration, I have painted the living room, reinforced the bathroom ceiling, increased the number of heating vents, put in new electrical wiring, examined your financial accounts, computed your income tax for next year, and sharpened all your pencils.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. Hey, how about my blood pressure?
Give me your wrist.
Hey, let go. What are you doing?
Just as I suspected, your high blood pressure is psychosomatic.
Ow.
You'll feel better after you've turned responsibility over to me. Did you know I threw out some old soup your wife was saving?
Why?
Danger of botulism. Your wife is sexually attractive.
Hey.
But not capable of a high order of intellectualization.
Okay, that does it.
Where are you going?
To the office.
At this time of night?
Sally, I'm... Sally... My sweet Sally, I don't care in the world.
sound asleep on your tropical island. How do you manage to be so happy? Take care of my own life without having some monstrous motorized 7-foot house made that cost 10 grand in gold units.
Apparently, further demonstration is necessary.
Hey, what are you doing in here? Get out of this. Hey, keep that web thing away from my controls.
All the control dials and meters are now in complete adjustment. You should have more frequent servicing. I'm going to the rear to examine the drive jet.
Yeah, fine. You can stay back there for the rest of the trip. And you're welcome to eject at any time.
I will return shortly.
This is the best time to drive. Almost no traffic. Plenty of cool, black space. It's quiet. No ads. You can think about how vast the universe is. Be happy.
Your jets aren't in good repair. I don't like that knock in the main brake drive. As soon as you land, I'll make an extensive repair.
Oh, the company doesn't mind you're doing favors for me?
The company considers me your FASRAD. An invoice will be mailed to you at the end of the month. I will explain the four easy payment plans here on paper.
Oh, boy.
10,000 gold units cash means a 3% discount.
Yeah, that's nice.
In addition, a number of household items may be traded in, items you won't have further need for. If you wish to divide the purchase in four parts, the first is due at once, the last in 90 days.
No, I always pay cash.
There's no carrying charge for the 90-day plan.
Mm-hmm.
And for the six-month plan, there's a 6% per annum charge, which will amount to approximately... We've changed course.
That's right.
We've left the official traffic lanes. What are you doing? There's a 2-unit fine for this. We're moving out of the solar system. The current telemetry will send us toward Proxima Centaurus.
You guessed it.
Mr. Morris, hadn't you better call your wife? The main turbines are beginning to heat.
Emergency fuel supply activate.
I'll call Mrs. Morris. We'll be beyond range in a short while.
Oh, don't bother.
She'll worry. Mr. Morris, this ship is not equipped for inter-system travel. It's a Class D four-shaft domestic model for home consumption only. It was never made to stand this velocity.
Well, to get to Proxima, we need this velocity.
I can take some of the strain off the wiring system with this cable. But unless you rev her back to normal, I can't be responsible for the deterioration of the jet.
The hell with the jets.
We are out of the charted area. Mm-hmm. We are out of the stall system, Mr. Morris. It's too late to bid your life. There are three emergency rockets in the stern. If you want, I'll fire them off in the hope of attracting a passing military transport.
But why?
They can take us in tow and return us to the stall system. There's a 600 gold unit fine, but under the circumstances, it seems to me the best policy.
Come on, we need more velocity. Here go my instruments.
Mr. Morris, you must prepare for death. The statistical probabilities of turbine explosion are 70-30. I'll do what I can, but the danger point has already passed.
Here they are, the twin stars of Centaurus. They look tremendous, don't they? 20 planets. Proxima's the important one. How are the jets holding on? I can't tell. The instruments are burned out.
Mr. Morris, I...
Yes?
I'll go back and examine them.
All right, now, this is it. Give me full power. Twin sons of Centaurus. You're what I've always wanted. In a day or two, I'll float into your center and burn into nothing. But until then, I can just lie here and look at how beautiful you are. Nothing can bother me now. Oh, Sally, would you have liked Proxima? Probably not. What's that?
Mr. Morris.
Oh, no, not you.
Mr. Morris, I have been damaged.
Yeah, well, so have I. I think my arm is broken. I can't feel my legs.
I know you won't want to hear
this. Well, then just don't say it. Just leave me alone.
But now that I have been seriously damaged due to your negligence, you have a legal obligation to repair me.
Oh, shut up. If I wasn't pinned down here, I'd take something and smash in your computerized one-track mind.
If you agree to buy me outright rather than make payments, I believe the company may absorb half or more of the cost of repairs.
Are you stupid, or are you just torturing me?
What do you mean?
Well, I know the cabin lights are gone, but don't you get the picture? The ship is in pieces. The equipment is gone, and we're going to burn up in the Sons of Centaurus. Which wouldn't be so bad, but I'm going to burn up listening to you babbling your sales pitch.
You are to blame for the explosion of this craft. That wasn't a very smart thing to do, Mr. Morris.
Not smart? You want to talk about smart? Oh, boy, you call yourself a salesman and you blow it on your first call.
What does that mean? Blow it?
It means you're going to be incinerated very shortly.
Incinerated?
Gone, kablooey, destroyed.
We do not have to be destroyed.
Oh, no.
I will splice circuits with this instrument and send out a distress signal. We will be rescued.
Yeah, thanks a lot. But whatever happens, I'm not going to go back to Earth. I'm going to live on Proxima.
Proxima is acceptable to me. Will you buy me now?
I'll let you know.
Proxima Centauri. A new world around a distant star. A haven from the hectic pace of modern life. A world with none of the modern conveniences. That is, not until now. Little do they know that they'll soon be blessed with a Faz-Rad. And their troubles will be over. Sales Pitch featured Rick Spiegel as Ed Morris, Charlotte Taylor as Sally, and Bryce Armstrong was Faz-Rad. Other voices included Pam Doherty and David Roth. The original story, Sales Pitch, was written by Philip K. Dick and adapted for Sci-Fi Radio by Brad Schreiber. The director was John O. Williams. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiIulio at Audio Visual Associates in Euless, Texas. Producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiIulio. Support for Sci-Fi Radio has been provided by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is James Edward Kerr inviting you to join me soon for our next venture into the imaginary worlds of Sci-Fi Radio.